You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, welcome today. Thank you for joining me for Inside Out. And I want to start a new and very important topic today. I taught on this a number of months ago in our church, Meadowbrook Church in Ocala. And I actually, in a few weeks, I'm going to be speaking to a number of ministers about this as well. And it is this, our worldview. Everybody has one. Everyone has a worldview through which they see the world around them. And this helps them, helps you, myself, to discern reality and to process and make sense of life. Your worldview, this is very important, forms your values, sets your priorities, and helps you make your decisions. So let's just think about that just for a moment. Your values, your priorities, your decisions. That is what is determining your life. So we have to go back, and we'll dig into this more and more, but your values are, you know, that is going to set your priorities and make your decisions. And all of that comes back to your worldview. So your worldview is just too important to just be left up to chance. So to develop a worldview, or to maybe check out what is my worldview, you know, how do I see things? Why do I see things that way? It is worth the visit. It is worth the inspection. And I want to encourage you to develop a biblical worldview that would be pleasing to God. And because of that, it will optimize your life. One of the goals, I think, as a minister and also as a Christian, is to help people become more and more, and in my own life, I want this to become more and more happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed, so that I can be a blessing, which, you know, ultimately then helps me to fulfill the ultimate goal, which is to bring glory to God. So you and I need to have and develop and change what we need to, so that we're seeing things right, so that our values are right, our priorities are right, our decisions are right, what is right, so that it is pleasing God, and the fruit of that, it will optimize our life. So this is important. We just went through election season, and well before any or after any political season or news cycle or life event, your worldview is just vital. It's vital. So, you know, we've got to pay attention to this. The teaching of God's word that reveals to us how to live, how to die, how to live forever. So the teaching of God's word impacts our eternal life, but it also impacts our temporal life, our right now life. In other words, it makes life work. So in our current culture, too many, their reasoning is fed by sound bites. And a lot of those sound bites are sponsored. So they're agenda driven. So be it social issues, political issues, cultural things, commercial things, most of what we're seeing and hearing is sponsored and agenda driven. That's our current culture. And we are, be it on our phones, any form of screen, you know, your phone, your watch, your iPad, your computer, your television, you know, whatever that would be, and virtually through any speaker that might be coming into your ears, you know, it is impacting your worldview. And I want to say this, our world, without God is upside down. And you just look at it, and culture and society and media and government, people all around us so confused and confusing. I heard one pastor say, it feels like someone is drunk driving and we're in the trunk. Now, I chuckle, but it's not funny. I mean, at times this world, it feels like we're in the trunk and somebody is out of control driving this. Carrie Newhoff, podcaster, pastor, great minister, he said this: we live in a world in which people hold passionate opinions about things they know almost nothing about. Many people are three questions away from their worldview collapsing. Wow. So many people, you know, and we see in media, they hold passionate opinions about things they know almost nothing about. Three questions away from their worldview collapsing. Your worldview is absolutely vital. So let's look at this a little bit. Understand that issues, all issues, and let's just think broadly here in our culture today, economics, immigration, sanctity of life, healthcare, just how people treat people, violence, on and on and on. All issues intersect with our Christian values. And that is where the spiritual battle plays out. So much of the conflict in our day is over ideology. So ideology is, it's the philosophy, it's the belief system, it's the thought system and patterns of an individual or a group. And that's where the conflict is. So we have all of these issues. And what is your ideology? And really that speaks exactly and directly to your worldview. And that's where the spiritual battle is. All of those issues intersect with Christian values. So if it's economics, immigration, sanctity of life, treating how we treat other people, all those things, the Word of God and our Christian values speak very clearly on all of those things. Sexuality. Immigration, violence, on and on and on. The Word of God is very clear, gives us clear answers, but there's conflict in our culture because of different ideology, different world views. So let me just say this: what you believe governs your life. What you believe governs your life. Be careful how you think. Proverbs 4:23 in today's English version. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. So let me say this, and I really want to emphasize this. If you don't know what you believe or why you believe it, then your life is being influenced and shaped by something or someone you're not even aware of. And a lot of people float down the ideology lazy river of our culture and just buy into what, you know, everybody else seems to be saying, or I heard this, or this was on a podcast, or I saw this on a show, or this was lyrics in a song. And we've got to be careful. Be careful how you think, because your life is shaped by your thoughts. And so this would be my challenge to you today. And we're going to continue for a few more episodes on this. This is so important, my friend. But if you don't know what you believe, or perhaps you know what you believe, but you don't know why you believe that, well, then your life is being influenced and shaped by something or someone you're not even aware of. That is dangerous. We have to be very intentional of what do I believe about this or that? Well, why do I believe that? And of course, I'm going to steer you back to God's word, to the truth of God's word that is eternal and true. And this is the best way to go. You know, historically, there's a few influencers and a bunch of influenced people. And what we need to do is not be so influenced, but intentionally find out, what do I believe and why do I believe it? And I would ask you to think about that and pray about that and try to discern, where did that even come from? And I encourage you, go to God. He's the author and finisher of faith. He is good. He is eternal. And He loves you. And He who created life has given us instructions for the best way to think and the best way to live, which helps us then to form our values, set our priorities, and make our decisions. And that is going to be pleasing to God. And I promise you, it's going to optimize your life. I know you would like to be more and more happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. A lot to think about today. Please join me over the next few episodes and we'll expand a little bit more on this. I pray you have a great day. I also pray that you'll be very aware today. Just have an awareness, just a sensitivity of, what do I think and why do I think this? And ask God by the Holy Spirit and by His Word. Get into His Word. It's going to guide you in that. Have a great week. And I look forward to you being with me the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.